Joe Fisher joins us now for our daily visit, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph, how are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. Thank you.
Well, I caught quite a bit of the Vanderbilt-Tennessee game on Saturday, and unfortunately for the Commodores, A.J. Ogilvy couldn't continue his string of good games against the Volunteers.
Well, first of all, before we get into this, Joe, with the Jim Tressel look.
Thank you.
The tie and the vest.
Thank you very much.
That's a good look. I like that. When you bust that out during football season
sometimes.
Well,
you know, it's kind of in that in-between time weather-wise. You know, it's not hot. It's not cold. So you're in the arena. And so, yeah, we kind of went with that look.
All right.
But I appreciate you noticing that. Of course, that's one of the hazards of that location, broadcast locations. We're on camera all the time.
You got to look so nice.
But that's one of the hazards. The other hazard is you can't see most of the time because you've either got a coach, three assistant coaches, or a referee standing in front of you most of the time.
But I'll tell you what, your engineer, Bob Horner, with the gangster signals every time he's on TV, a little disturbing.
You know, don't give away all of our secrets there. But, well, I'll tell you what was disturbing really was, I think, the overall way they played, probably their worst game. Tennessee brought it to them physically. They really got after them. Vanderbilt did not answer with, in Kevin's words, the effort level that he has been accustomed to seeing. And he kind of told me after the game he had sensed that this was coming because, unfortunately, when you get a week of practice in the middle of a season, it's either probably going to be a really good thing or a not-so-good thing. I think it turned out to be not so good because toward the end of the week, the practices began to deteriorate. Kevin had more trouble getting the guys, I think, to give them everything they wanted, especially on Thursday and on Friday. And so he sort of sensed that things were getting a little stale or they were beginning to lose their concentration level a bit. And maybe that's to be expected somewhat with a team that's got so many guys going through this for the first time. But I think that's what bothered him the most. You know, he had a couple of guys, you know, that played hard. Tinsley, I thought Goulburn, Chingang, you know, guys like that really gave great efforts in the game. You mentioned A.J. earlier. A.J., you know, struggled, got 11 points, most of those in the second half. But to A.J.'s defense in some regard, you know, only got one shot in the first half. You know, the Vanderbilt has got to do a better job. The guards have got to do a better job of getting him, not only getting him the basketball, but getting the basketball in a place where he can do something with it. And, you know, there are a lot of times A.J. will come open down low, and he's open and you see it. And then by the time they try to get it down to him, that opening has closed. And so a lot of it's just going to be maturity and timing. But I think that was a big part of it. Tennessee did a good job once again.
Joe, I thought on the broadcast you and Tim did a good job of talking about some of the little things that went wrong, too. You know, when big guys get the ball inside, either after a rebound or an entry pass, taking it down low where they make themselves 6 feet tall instead of, you know, 6'8 or 6'10 or whatever the case might be. And also, you know, diagonal passes to the wing. You can't throw too many of those or Tennessee's going to have it going the other direction.
And not only that, that pass that you throw diagonally across that gets picked off leads to a dunk or a layup or, you know, a foul almost every time. And, you know, I keep thinking Vanderbilt had 23 turnovers. That's far too many. But if they just thrown the ball out of bounds 23 times, it wouldn't have hurt nearly as much. You know,
right.
A lot of those turnovers led directly to breaks, and that points off turnover statistic really leaned heavily in Tennessee's favor. You know, good news, I guess, if you're looking for those, they out-rebound Tennessee. It's been kind of a weird, quirky statistic this year, but most of the time when Vanderbilt out-rebounds an SEC team, they lose the game. I don't know why that's taking place, but it's taking place a majority of the times this season. But hopefully that'll balance out.
And, Joe, to be kind, Jermaine Beal had a terrible game.
Yep.
He had Josh Tabb and Bobby Mays in his shirt. He had 3 points. He was 1 for 10 from the floor, 5 turnovers, and 1 assist.
Yep, made his first shot, missed his next 9. And you're right, you got to give Mays and Tabb credit because they really got up on him. They were allowed to be physical with him, keep hands on him, and obviously frustrated him a bit. But, you know, so in the second half, you know, Kevin was trying everything he could. He had Hinkle in the game quite a bit during the course of the second half, who actually played pretty well, I thought. But, you know, they'll hopefully bounce back. They've got to because we're going to turn it around quick tomorrow night. Kentucky coming in here, and it's going to be interesting to see. You know, Kentucky won up in Lexington earlier this year, but you can bet a lot of those guys remember last year's trip down here. So that will come up again. And, you know, the question is, will Patterson play? I think he probably will. I think that's how Vanderbilt will prepare for them. But it's a quick turnaround and now a really, really big game if Vanderbilt wants to sort of stay in the mix for a possible postseason play.
Tell Kevin to bring some roses for Jeanine Edwards.
Did you hear his comment last night?
No.
We were on the call-in show, and we were talking. Somebody called and asked how we were going to defend Jody Meeks. And which is always kind of funny. That's like, you know, asking the Army where their troops are going to land. And Kevin kind of laughed. He said, well, you know, I certainly don't want to tell you how we're going to defend Jody. He said, the only person I could probably tell that it wouldn't get back to Billy Gillespie would be Jeanine Edwards. So that was pretty good.
And, Joe, also the football team would be honored tomorrow night.
Sure will. Yeah, looking forward to that. I think every available body from the football team is going to be there. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see those guys honored at halftime. I'm sure they'll have the trophy with them. And that's going to be a special opportunity for those guys, and really looking forward to it. Of course, the women had a big win yesterday.
Right.
You know, they keep rolling along now. They are 9-2 in the SEC. They beat Georgia 80-64. And it's interesting to mention, though, it seems early, but this Thursday is senior day for the women. They play their final home game this Thursday night, and it's a huge one against Auburn. So we expect a really big crowd for that one.
Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys later.